This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday, prompting emergency alerts and evacuation warnings on Japan's northernmost main island. According to South Korea's military, the missile was fired from an area near the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, and flew for 1,000 kilometers before landing in the sea between Korea and Japan. Japanese Defense Minister Yasukazu Hamada later said the missile fell outside Japanese territory. According to Japanese media, residents on Hokkaido Island were warned to immediately take shelter in their basements. Some public transit systems in the area were temporarily stopped. About 20 minutes after the alerts were issued, Japanese officials lifted the warning. In a statement, the White House said it strongly condemns the ICBM test, which needlessly raises tensions and risks destabilizing the security situation in the region. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled that the abortion pill mifepristone can remain available in the United States. The ruling, issued late Wednesday night by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, freezes part of an order issued last week by a Texas-based federal judge that suspended the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug. The earlier ruling was part of a lawsuit by an anti-abortion group that seeks an outright ban on mifepristone, but Wednesday's ruling restored earlier restrictions imposed by the FDA, including a requirement for people to personally obtain the drug from a doctor instead of obtaining it through the mail. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due back in New York Thursday, this time in connection with a lawsuit brought against him by the state attorney general while he tries to delay another lawsuit involving a rape allegation. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is supposed to be deposed by the New York Attorney General, according to someone speaking on condition of anonymity. The last time he was asked, Trump pled the fifth 400 times. The AG's lawsuit alleges Trump and his company misled banks by misstating the values of assets like golf courses and hotels. Meanwhile, Trump wants his April 25th trial with E. Jean Carroll pushed back a month. She's suing, saying he raped her in a department store dressing room in the 90s. He says he can't get a fair trial with all the publicity from his indictment where he pled not guilty. Trump denies all the claims. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of the western state of California is asking to be replaced on a key committee amid growing calls for her to resign. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is asking to be temporarily replaced on the Judiciary Committee while she recovers from a case of shingles. Her announcement came shortly after two House Democrats called on her to resign because of her extended absence from Washington. The long-serving California Democrat says complications have delayed her recovery and she has provided no date for her return. At 89, Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress. Feinstein's decision to seek a committee stand-in during her recovery comes amid increasing anxiety within her party that her lengthy absence has damaged Democratic efforts to confirm President Joe Biden's nominees for federal courts in a narrowly divided chamber. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Switzerland's parliament rejected a $121 billion rescue package for the country's troubled Credit Suisse bank on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The vote was largely symbolic, though, as the government's commitment to financial guarantees cannot be overturned. Authorities used an emergency law to largely bypass the legislative body last month to rescue the lender. The move angered politicians and saw widespread criticism in Switzerland. Lawmakers were recalled to the country's capital Bern this week for the rare extraordinary session to discuss Credit Suisse's rescue. The lender was taken over by rival UBS for just over $3 billion last month. It was also backed up by $277 billion in guarantees and support.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Repeating our top story, North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday, prompting emergency alerts and evacuation warnings on Japan's northernmost main island. According to South Korea's military, the missile was fired from an area near the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, and flew for 1,000 kilometers before landing in the sea between Korea and Japan. Japanese Defense Minister Yasukazu Hamada later said the missile fell outside Japanese territory. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.